Hi, friend. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about how to do a 10-minute heart scan with God, how to scan what's going on in your heart. And we're going to unpack why this is important and how to do it. So go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper or your journal, and let's get started. Welcome to the Heart of a Singer podcast. I'm Sarah Toth, heart coach, mom of two, trained opera singer, and passionate lover of Jesus. This podcast is a home for Christian women who have trained and worked in singing, opera, and musical theater, but maybe you found yourself in a place of unrest and anxiety, bottled up emotions, and even feeling far from God. But through it all, you might be feeling an invitation from the Lord to learn to hear His voice more clearly and to open up yours in a new way. It's time, friend, to move out of your desert season, musically, spiritually, and emotionally, so that you can move forward in a healthy way and step out into the next chapter that God has for you. So I invite you to open up your journal, grab your favorite pen, and join me as we move from stuck to thriving while unlocking your heart again to beat for His kingdom purposes. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is the heart. And some of you may be thinking, how do I even touch base with what's going on in my heart? How do I talk about that topic? How do I understand it? And I'm hoping that today you will have some tangible things that this process will make what's going on in your heart more accessible. And yeah, my bigger goal is just to help you as a singer in the performing arts figure out where you're at and where you're going, and both for your own state of being, for your heart, for your career and your goals, and also for your relationship with God. And I think that one of the first steps to doing that is understanding where you're at right now and what is the state of your heart. This has been an area that has felt, I guess the word is elusive to me at times and still does at times. And I've often pondered this question, how can I live with an open heart? How can I create art with an open heart? How do I connect with others while keeping myself open? But then what do I do when I get hurt? What do I do when I don't feel safe? We have a tendency as people to shut down or to close off parts of ourselves or to put up walls around areas where we've been hurt or we don't feel safe. And this causes us to live with only part of ourselves, with only part of our hearts, and instead of wholehearted living. And I love this term, wholeheartedness. It feels like a lofty goal at times, but I really feel that this is how we're meant to be living, how we're meant to be connecting with people and communicating. And even in our art, as a singer, as a performer, as someone who creates and interprets music, song, text, that the more we're able to live with that openness in our hearts, the more we can communicate, the more we can share and interpret and connect both with audiences, with other people, with colleagues, and also with God. And I don't know if you've heard of the author and researcher Brené Brown. She writes and researches quite a bit about wholeheartedness, wholehearted living, and has discovered through her research that this is the best way to live. And I love how the Bible also reflects this truth. And I've been pondering Psalm 51 this past week, which is a psalm that King David wrote when he was in the process of repenting for adultery, for murder, for hardening his heart towards God. And he wrote these words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And so that's Psalm 51, verse 10. And earlier he writes this verse in verse 6, "You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom." So there's truth here in that we desire to live wholeheartedly. We want to live with open hearts. And in order to know those hidden parts and to know wisdom about how to walk forward, the best way forward is to allow God and Holy Spirit to examine what's going on inside of us, to create our hearts clean and whole again. So in just a minute, we'll be talking about some processes of how to go through that. But yeah, I also wanted to share that in my own life, this has been one practical thing that my husband and I have done to enrich our connection, was at the suggestion of our pastors. We had met with them for a few sessions, and we were working on connection and communication towards each other. And they encouraged us to ask each other in the evening, as many evenings as possible, just to set aside a few minutes to sit down on the couch and ask each other, "How's your heart?" And it's been a really good question for us because it allows openness. It's an open-ended question that allows you to really sit down and talk about what the state of your heart is. And so that's a question that I'm going to pose to you today as well in a few minutes. So what is required for a heart scan? I want to walk you through some things. You can do this in 10 minutes. You can do this in only a few minutes with your journal, with your pen, or even just a few moments of quietness. I think that three things are required of you in order to go through this process. First, an honesty about where you're at, being able to approach this with truth and honesty rather than trying to sugarcoat things for yourself. I encourage you to take a posture of openness with yourself and with God as you're examining or letting Him examine you. The second thing I feel is required is a curiosity. So instead of feeling shame, let's flip that into a curiosity. What is in there that you might be shielding or keeping private, keeping separate? And when we approach that with curiosity, we lose that tendency towards shame or towards segmentation or towards guilt, but instead open ourselves up to a curiosity of how can this be made whole. And the third thing that I feel is required for this heart scan is an openness to hear from God. And this, if you're feeling like you're far from God at the moment, that's okay. Take a pause. You can check out my episode 3, which is 5 unique ways to hear from God again. If you feel like you're in a desert season, not hearing from Him, I'll put a link in the show notes to that episode, and you might want to check that out and then come back and do this heart scan. So those 3 things are kind of how we're approaching this heart scan, with an honesty about where you're at, a curiosity, and an openness to hear from God. So here's where we're going to grab your journal and your pen. If you've already taken notes, that's great. And now we're going to be doing some reflection. So I'd like you to take a moment to answer this question. How is your heart? Or if you're in Australia at the moment, where I live, you can say, how's your heart? How's your heart, mate? Take a few minutes and write down your thoughts. What comes to mind? What are some adjectives? What's the state of being? Does it feel hurting? Does it feel joyful? Does it feel closed off? Does it feel confused? There's lots of different ways we can describe the state of our heart. And you might not even know, might not even have words for it, but you can just start writing circumstances or writing questions. Just take a few minutes. You can pause this recording and take a few minutes to write down those thoughts. So once you've done that, once you've written down the answer to how's your heart, I'd like you to take a few minutes to sit in stillness and just breathe. Close your eyes and just allow yourself to be with your thoughts for a minute. Reflect about what you've just written about your heart. And I'd like you to start describing out loud what you've written. Start describing and summarizing what you've written about. And it might actually feel quite challenging to put these things to words with your mouth, but there's something really important about verbalizing your thoughts and feelings, even if it's just to yourself. So start putting these things on your lips. It might actually trigger some feelings inside. It might start triggering some things that feel dormant and are starting to rise to the surface. If that's too much for you right now, you can try approaching this in the next few days. But if you're feeling ready, then start verbalizing some of these things on your lips. Speak them out loud and share them with yourself, with your own spirit, and share them with God. It might turn into a prayer. It might turn into a confession. But go ahead and speak those out loud. Go ahead and pause if you need a few extra minutes. And then the third and last part of this process of your 10-minute heart scan with God is to invite Holy Spirit into the process. And in order to do that, there's 2 options. The first option is to pray a simple prayer. Holy Spirit, what would you like to reveal to me today about my heart? I encourage you to pray that out loud. Holy Spirit, what would you like to reveal to me today about my heart? And then just sit and listen. What is it that Holy Spirit's wanting to highlight? What is He bringing to mind? Is He bringing to mind a memory? Is He bringing to mind an experience? Or an area that's been hurt and kind of stuck for a while. Sit with that and allow those thoughts to surface and to become clear. And once you have something that's coming to mind, you can write that down or reflect on it or dialogue with Holy Spirit. If that process is challenging to you, if you're having a hard time communicating with Holy Spirit in that way, there's another option that you have that is praying scripture. So I love Psalm 139. There's a couple of verses here, verse 23 and 24, that can kind of act as a liturgy or a prayer to guide us through that process of inviting Holy Spirit to examine you. So this is the Passion Translation, and there's three parts that you can pray. So the first part is inviting God into the process. You can pray this: God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. This is directly from Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24 in the Passion Translation. So I'll read that again. Inviting God into the process, we pray, God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Feel free to pause if you want to sit there for another minute. And the second part of this prayer is recognizing what might be going on. So we pray, see if there is any path of pain I'm walking on. We're asking God to see in us if there's any path of pain that I'm walking on. Feel free to pause and allow God to bring things to mind. And then the third part of this prayer is releasing it. We pray, lead me back to your glorious, everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. I'll say that again. Lead me back to your glorious, everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. Feel free to sit with this scripture, Psalm 139, 23 to 24, as you're inviting God to search you and to highlight paths of pain and to bring you to the path that brings back to him. So to summarize this process of a 10-minute heart scan with God, we want to ask ourselves, how's your heart? Write those things down. The second thing is to speak it out loud. Put it on your lips so that your spirit can hear what's on your mind and that it can start to turn into a prayer or a confession. And the third part of this process is to invite Holy Spirit into the process, asking him, what would you like to reveal to me about my heart? Or going through Psalm 139 as a process of praying and inviting him in. So thank you, friend. Thank you for walking this vulnerable path of a heart scan. This is the beginning of a journey of discovering what's in your heart, of unpacking it, of starting to pull down those walls, to pull down the things that you've been guarding and shielding from the outside. But the goal here is wholeheartedness. The goal here is connection with God, with others, with ourselves. And I invite you, as you continue to listen to this podcast and unpack some of these tools, I invite you to delve into it even more, to come at it with courage, with honesty, with curiosity and openness. And that bit by bit, you'll start to feel like you're walking with a new lightness, with a new openness in your heart, and start to be living in a more wholehearted way. So, where do you go from here? After you've done this heart scan, one great idea would be to grab a sticky note and write down one thing that Holy Spirit was highlighting to you today. Put this on your bathroom mirror, put it on your journal or your Bible or in your car, somewhere where you see it often, and that you can begin to unpack that thing every time you look at it. And I'd also to encourage you to sit with a friend or with your spouse this week and share a little bit about what was happening in this process for you. It's really helpful to be walking in community as we unpack things of the heart. So I encourage you to share this with someone this week. Thanks so much, friend, for joining me today on the podcast. I hope that you will continue to journey with me. I'd love to hear from you if this is impacting you. Feel free to shoot me an email at hello@sarahtoth.com. And I'd love for you to subscribe and write a review if this is impacting you so that other people can also find this podcast. Thanks so much for walking with me today, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me today on the Heart of a Singer podcast. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, the best way you can thank me is to leave a 5-star review and subscribe in Apple Podcasts so that others can also find connection and healing through this content. I'd also love to connect with you and to hear about what the Lord has been stirring in your heart. Drop me an email at hello@sarahtoth.com to share what's been resonating with you. Thanks for being here, friend. I'll see you next time on the Heart of a Singer podcast.